The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com.
Here's Bill Meyer.
Part two of the conversation that Hugh Hewitt had this morning with President-elect Trump. And, of course, they ended up getting into a bit of the Joe Biden conversation, too. Here's how that went.
He doesn't want anybody building anything. All they talk about is Green New Deal. That's the only thing they really talk about. And you know what? It doesn't work. People don't care about it. They're so tired of it. You know, we had the cleanest air and water that any that we've ever had during the Trump administration. And all you hear about is what they want to do. They want to destroy our country. And that's what's happened. And that's why the election was such a tremendous success from the Republican standpoint. Hey, look, we had seven swing states. You and I would talk about it. Seven Yep. swing states. Well, if you could win three or four, it would be great. We won all seven, and we won them by a lot. You know, they weren't close.
Now, you've got a mandate. That's why I want you to put everything into one big, beautiful bill, because I don't think they can say no. I want to know, though, would you put regularization of the Dreamers into that bill to attract some Democrats?
I don't think it has to be in that bill, but I'm okay with talking about the Dreamers. It's been a long time. You know, everybody's been talking about the Dreamers. These are people that have been here since, in many cases, birth. They've been here for, you know, many years. They were very young, and now they're middle-aged people. In some cases, they're old people. It's been talked about, and I'm certainly open to talking about it.
Yeah, I think they could put it in the one big, beautiful bill. Let me move on to the archives. You know, all of your problems in Florida at Mar-a-Lago started because the archivist complained to the DOJ because he hated you. Now, the archivist who's there now is not the one who screwed you over, but it's a new archivist. Are you going to replace this archivist and get someone who actually protects the legacy of the United States and doesn't persecute political appointments?
Well, the one who was there was a disaster, and he turned out to be wrong. And then you saw the Biden stuff come out, where Biden had years, 50 years of documents, and what he had was just outrageous. And he didn't have the right to have them. You know, I have the Presidential Records Act. He had nothing because he wasn't president at the time, so he wasn't covered by it, but I was. And we also had a very brilliant and very fair judge on the case. And as you know, we won that case, that we won it convincingly. And Jack Smith was sent. I assume he's heading back to The Hague, where he can execute people. He shouldn't be allowed to execute anybody. His judgment is so bad and so evil. But he's a bad person. I call him deranged Jack Smith. But we won that case. That was the big case. And we won those cases. You know, the one in Washington also. But the judge in Florida was really a brilliant woman.
She is smart. She handled it well. I just want a new archivist so we don't have to do this again when you leave office again.
Well, I think I can tell you that we will get somebody. Yes. Let me just put it in. Yeah, we will have a new archivist.
Now, Xi Jinping, he is actually your rival. He's the only guy that is remotely as strong as the United States. He's a tough guy. Are you going to be able to deal with him?
I believe we will. You know, their economy is not doing very well right now, and they need us very badly. I believe we will. You know, I had a great relationship until COVID. That was a bridge too far. But I had a great relationship with President Xi. It was, you know, very solid, very strong, very friendly. He's a strong man, a powerful man. He's, you know, he's certainly revered in China. But they are having problems, and I think we will probably get along very well, I predict. But, you know, it's got to be a two-way street. China is ripping off the United States for $1 trillion a year. Would you say that's a lot of money? A trillion, one Yep. trillion with a T. We're no longer in the billions, we're in the trillions. And, you know, when they build all these ships that you're talking about, that money comes from the United States, believe it or not. And we had it way down. It was moving, and then we had to fix the COVID stuff. That was really, you know, obviously that was a gift from China. We had to fix that. And so we sort of, it was a different, you had to be in a different mode. You couldn't do both. It would be inappropriate to have done both. But no, I had a good relationship with him until COVID. After that, it was, you know, it was a very different thing. Look, what happened, what came out of China from the Wuhan labs caused $60 trillion worth of worldwide damage. $60 trillion. That's more than China, America. That's more than all of us put together could afford. $60 trillion and millions of lives all over the world. So that was a real, as I said, that was a bridge too far.
Part two there now, the conversation with President-elect Trump and Hugh Hewitt earlier this morning. Wanted to make sure you heard some of that. 19 minutes after 7, your calls at 770-5633. It's open phones, all sorts of things we can talk about. What did you think about the conversation with Leighton Gray and how there is just a rising tide of Canadians wanting to go the MAGA way? Would you welcome them? What could be the up or the downside of them? Of course, I would kind of say, hey, I would love to take Alberta because I know that Alberta would be the conservative side of it. But, of course, that's a state about the size of Oregon. I don't know if we need any more liberals from the Canadian and or Vancouver area. I could be wrong. I mean, we could talk about it. But still, they're talking about it and looking longingly across the border at how we're running things here. Which is fascinating, given how frustrated, as an example, we here in Oregon are frustrated about how things have been running here. But could be a good talk on that and other things here, too. Also, there's another story I was reading over the weekend, Rogue Valley Times. I think it was Rogue Valley Times. Maybe it may have been KDR. I think it was Newswatch 12. Newswatch 12 had done a story concerned about pedestrian safety in Central Point, city of Central Point. I'll share a little bit of that story, but I want to ask you what you think is going on with some of the pedestrian safety here in Southern Oregon. You're on the Bill Myers Show.
Looking for durable and custom-fit metal roofing? Stephen Westfall Roofing, Inc. specializes in metal roofing.
22 after 7. Well, you know, every time you see a insurance renewal come in, you ever get that? You start getting that little sensitive sort of thing. The acid starts building in your stomach, and boy, I don't know if there's a big enough tum to take care of it. You know, that kind of thing. Well, I got my car insurance renewal, and we know what's been going on with car insurance for a long time. Then I got hosed in the last renewal, and then I talked to Steve Yancey at Sky Park Insurance, and he said, "Bill, let's work it, and we'll go over with this particular company, right?" And so I ended up taking three cars in. I think it was paying $410, $420 every 6 months. And it's just like, you know, for the whole, for all three vehicles. Now, of course, they're older cars, and they're paid for, you know, that kind of thing. But still, and then I got the renewal. I'm thinking, okay, now they're going to hose me. Okay, it went up a little bit, $20 over 6 months. That's not too bad. Well, this is the kind of work, though, that Steve might be able to do for you if you become a client. Call him up today at 261-5444. He's an independent, works with many different insurance companies, and that's what gives him some ability to find some coverage. And, yeah, he's helped a lot of people, KMED, KPXG listeners. He can help you, too. 261-5444, 261-5444. And for the Medicare questions, Lynn Barton has joined the Sky Park team, too, at 499-0958. Email me if you forget the numbers, but I'll get you in touch. SkyParkINS.com.
At Sky Park, we make insurance easy.
Welcome to Staples.
I am so pumped. My business is going to kill it this year.
Awesome. How can I help?
First, a new computer.
With Staples Home and Office Hot Deals, you save big on tech.
And new posters.
Save on custom printing, too.
And
A new chair?
A chair? Who has time to sit?
Maybe all your new clients?
Now you're talking.
With Staples Home and Office Hot Deals, you'll find huge savings on custom prints, storage, chairs, and tech. And now save up to $175 off your print order. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print. For details, ends 2-1.
News Talk 106.3, KMED. You're waking up with the Bill Myers Show.
25 after 7. Dave's here. Hey, Dave, you wanted to bite on the Canadian talk of merger. I mean, Trump is kind of half joking with it, but there is a serious germ of discussion going on behind the scenes. What are you thinking?
Well, I've worked with Canadians before. They came down here because they could work through our union. And when we were shorthanded, and he told me that the guy there told me I couldn't work in Canada, even though I belonged to the same international union. He said because they just don't let anybody do that. So there, that could change things. Secondly, with the vast resources of Canada, they really need investment. And breaking it up into more than one state would be a good idea, mm-hmm. because you could use the Texas model, how they came in, because you remember they were their own country before they became a state of the union.
That's true. Now, Alberta, I think, would be a great state by itself. Lots of resources, lots of oil, gas,
and
timber.
Think about it. Mm-hmm. You think about it. They could put a freeway all the way in to Alaska, and you could just drive there instead of taking the ferry to get your car over there.
There you go. All right, Dave. I appreciate the call. Like I said, it's an intellectual exercise at the moment, but you know, you have everybody that's looking at what's been going on with the world and saying, maybe we should try something other than communism. And it's certainly been communism under the Trudeau regimes, that's for sure. Michael Shaw. Hello, Michael. I'm sure you have an interesting take on this. Always good to have you on. What are you thinking?
Well, actually, I'm gonna pose some questions that would need to be considered.
Yes.
I agree with that each province would have to be a separate state. You don't bring the whole country in as one.
No way. Too much.
Right. But you have to look at not only the pros, but the cons. Yes, they've got lots of resources, but what's their debt load? Who do they owe what to whom?
That's an interesting question. But of course, United States, can't really complain too much about debt load. But yeah, if we would have to assume that, that's an issue. Let me look that up.
But you have to take that mental exercise further than just Canada. Because if you're going to do Canada, what do you do about Washington, D.C.'s request for statehood? And what about Puerto Rico and other territories? So instead of 50 states, do you end up with 60 or 65 states when you put it all together?
Yeah, interesting. Well, the thing is, I don't necessarily consider Puerto Rico, adding a lot of resource to us, do you?
No, I don't either. I think they're a drain on themselves, the way they're structured, and they need so much, to be built up internally. But they are looking for that statehood, are they not? So,
Well, take a look at, to your point, though, about Canadian government debt, percentage of GDP. We're at like 120-something right now, north of 120% right now. They are at 69%.
Okay.
So they are not a of course they also have a very high tax rate, contrasted with down here there too. So they don't do as much deficit spending. Of course they can't do it given that they don't have the world's reserve currency, which gives us the ability to print ourselves into exporting our then we couldn't export our inflation into Canada. So that could be a problem, but like I said, just in the very beginning, talk about it. But I do find it fascinating. There's a lot of conversation. People want to shift around to a better deal. People are looking for a better deal these days, I guess.
Yeah, they are in a lot of factions. But you really have to broaden that question. If you're going to look at Canada, you have to look at those other territories, et cetera, that want to join that sort of program. So it needs to be a broader question if you're going to really seriously look at it.
Point well taken, and I appreciate that. 770-5633. Let me go to line four. Hi, good morning. Who's this?
Oh, hi, Bill. It's Francine.
Hey, Francine, you made it through. Right there is his ring. I'm just glad to get you on. What'd you think?
I was shocked. I wanted to bring up during the Bush administration that we were talking about the North American Union.
That's right. And that's what I brought that up with Leighton Gray, that it's interesting that people are seeing, Trump's in here, and then everyone says, hey, man, we'd love to join the United States under this because it makes more sense. But does it not yet start the ball rolling towards more of that total continental union? But he says that, because people are individual states, there's still a sovereignty of sorts, with the American system. What do you think?
I think that, I don't have a problem with the possibilities of combining, becoming one with Canada or portions of Canada or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I think we have to be really, really cautious about this. And it still worries me because who's really pushing this, I was also really upset with Trump, talking about, Israel doesn't have I'm Israel's best friend. That really worries me because Israel is so, Oh, they're so shady. You know, I'm kind of concerned about all this stuff coming in with Trump and with, you know, the idea of.
Well, okay, what concerns you most about about the incoming Trump administration? Because because with any administration, there are positives and negatives. Everybody has baggage coming in. Okay. Nothing's perfect, but I will certainly take this over Kamala at the moment. But what bugs you the best then, or most?
Absolutely. I mean, I voted for the man. You better believe it. But the thing is, I don't completely trust his I think he's got a lot more globalist influence than he's letting on, or than maybe he even understands. But although I don't think he's that naive, but it's a possibility. But I don't think so. I believe that, you know, I mean, I'll never forget the end of his last administration when he just, you know, cheered on the vaccinations. Yes, 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 you know, bring it on. And it's like he'd been saying all along.
And yet COVID ended up being used ostensibly to force him out of power, which was quite interesting.
Well, yes, but you know, the point I'm trying to make is where his mind goes, you know, and the things he does. Now we're being faced with this, you know, this phony bird flu pandemic they're going to push on us. You know, I mean, maybe there's a flu, but, you know, I heard this morning two children have died from the flu. Well, I'll bet you those children had some health issues aside, you know, prior to getting the flu.
Well, you can see it coming again, and I will agree, but I'm hoping that there is wisdom, that there is a higher level of wisdom in the Trump 2.0 administration, because I will concede your point there. I remember the out-and-out lies and the distortions that were told, how everybody died. Nobody died of flu during the COVID time, right? Remember that?
No.
Although it's quite routine that people do die of the flu, and sometimes children die of the flu.
Yeah,
but there's usually some... But they don't die of the flu. They were already sick children, usually, in other ways, right?
Precisely.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not talking about that. What's happening now is they're getting the fear porn out.
Oh, they're softening the ground is what they're doing, right? They're pounding a little bit.
My liberal friends were telling me, like, you know, they're talking about, trying to come up with a vaccine for the chickens, and that the wild birds are getting the flu, and that if your cat kills a wild bird, that it's going to get the bird flu, too. And
So you better give Fluffy an mRNA shot, right? That kind of thing.
Oh, my God. Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, it started, and I'm just dreading it because it got so ugly last time.
We have to be very careful that we cannot allow ourselves to be fooled again in any way stretch of circumstance here.
The real problem is not that us getting fooled. It's the people who were fooled before who are sticking to it. They're not going to change their minds. They believe.
Point well taken. Thanks for the call there, Francine. 770-5633. It's open phones for this election certification Monday. I guess we can call it that. 770-5633. I remember the way that lies and the way deaths got spun and how scared we all were because, you know, the whole thing, everyone's going to die. Everyone's going to die. I remember even, and I had mentioned this a while back, there was a classmate of mine who had gone to MIT for a year, Sarah Mohammed. She had graduated. She was our valedictorian, one of our valedictorians. We had more than one that year. And she ended up going for a year or two to MIT. Wasn't quite right for her. And then she ended up going into a teaching career, did something different, and, you know, had a good life. And then I'd read an obituary a friend had sent me that she had died back. And this is back 2021 where she had died. Sarah died? Really? Really? And then I ended up looking into it, and they said that she had died from COVID. That was how it was reported in the Cleveland newspaper. She died from COVID. I'm thinking, wow, okay, it doesn't sound right. Well, that added up, I mean, it could have been. I mean, I don't want to say people didn't die of COVID, but what was the real story? Because they were asking for donations to be made to the leukemia. The Leukemia Center of America, or whatever that main leukemia nonprofit is. It's fighting leukemia. And I ended up getting in touch with her brother, Sean, who was a little bit younger than she. And I found out that, she actually had stage 3 or 4 leukemia. She had, you know, blood cancer. But it wasn't reported that she had blood cancer and no immune system, and hence died of COVID. COVID ended up being what tipped her over. but they're acting as if she was a perfectly normal person that had died of leukemia, which was not the case at all. But that was the kind of world we were in. And now you see them wanting to crank it up on the bird flu this time around, too. Can't be fooled. 7:35, we'll catch up on the other news and, of course, your calls and opinion. Dr. Powers will join me after 8 o'clock, too. Hi, this is Bill Meyer, and I'm with Charisse from No Wires Now, your Dish Premier local retailer. It's time to switch to Dish.
If you have DirecTV or cable TV, call me today to see how I can save you money. Plus, I'll lower your internet and cell phone bills.
And those offers in the mail from Dish, you can go through No Wires Now for those.
Call me at 541-680-5875.
Call Charisse like I did or visit their showroom off Biddle Road in Medford. NoWiresNow.com. Restrictions apply. Call for details. Internet and cell phone service not provided by Dish.
Short and chilly days are an opportune time to work on the interior of your home. Drake's Paint and Supply, your locally owned Benjamin Moore dealer, invites you in for advice on interior painting to transform your rooms that need new paint. Choose from hundreds of paint colors and try a few samples to find the perfect color. Drake's Paint and Supply, your only locally owned paint store and Benjamin Moore retailer. In the Parkway Village in Grants Pass, on North Pacific Highway in Medford, and now in South Medford on Riverside and Central near where the two combine.
News brought to you by Millett Construction, specializing in foundation repair and replacement. Get on solid ground. Visit MilletteConstruction.com.
From the KMED News Center, here's what's going on. Oregon's congressional delegation was sworn into the 119th Congress on Friday. Freshman Representative Janelle Bynum issued a statement saying she's honored and humbled to fight for the 5th District. Oregon's only GOP representative, Cliff Bent, says he'll work with his Republican colleagues to deliver solutions that put Americans first. Flooding and a landslide led to the closure of two state parks on the southern Oregon coast. Cape Arago and Shoreacre State Parks are closed after a landslide undercut a portion of Cape Arago Highway. Sunset Bay State Park was evacuated Friday morning due to flooding. The day use area is still open but could close. If flooding continues, there is no estimate for when the Cape Arago Highway will be repaired. Two Oregon children have died from the flu, the Oregon Health Authority says, while the state continues to face an intense flu season. According to a new OHA report, nearly 500 flu hospitalizations have occurred this flu season. Bill London, KMED.
Take the Long Way Home was one of four hit singles off Supertramp's 1979 album Breakfast in America. If you find yourself losing your sanity and taking the long way home because of growing cracks in your ceilings and walls, give Millett Construction a call for a free estimate to fix the damage and correct your foundation problem. Stop thinking you never see what you want to see because your home used to be so nice. With Millett's help, it can be again. Visit MilletteConstruction.com.
Hi, this is Cassie from Clouser Drilling. Drill, baby, drill is a statement that might conjure images of gushing oil, and almost everyone could agree we could use more of that. But at Clouser Drilling, we think of the liquid essential for life, flowing water. So while we can't help with the cost of fuel, we can help you source water for your family, garden, and livestock for years to come. For a new well or underperforming wells, call Clouser Drilling for a no-obligation assessment and estimate. And drill, baby, drill. Find out more at ClouserDrilling.com.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Parts of the country continue to see the heaviest snowfall in a decade, a fierce winter storm impacting tens of millions of people from the plains all the way to the east coast of Mid-Atlantic region. The storm is snarling travel both on the roads and in the air. There are numerous flight delays as well as many cancellations. It is the 6th of January, the day the Constitution requires Congress to meet in a joint session to certify the results of the presidential election. House Speaker Mike Johnson says it will happen today despite the snowstorm. It's expected to dump up to a foot of snow on Washington, D.C. President Biden and the First Lady traveled to New Orleans today following the deadly New Year's Day rampage in the city. In Atlanta, they're mourning the passing of former President Carter. His body lies in repose at the Carter Presidential Center. More details, srnnews.com.
The Outdoor Report is every Friday morning just past 7 a.m. on The Bill Meyer Show. The Outdoor Report on KMED and The Jukebox 99.3 covers recreational opportunities and is powered by Oregon Truck and Auto Authority, your Department of Adventure, off Vilas Road on Airway Drive.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated in the best hearing aids of 2024 by USA Today, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, just $189.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 500,000 happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's A-U-D-I-E-N hearing.com.
Hi, I'm Mark with Oregon Truck and Auto Authority, and I'm on KMED.
19 before 8, 770-5633. Open phone time here on vote counting, or I guess confirmation Monday, okay? Doesn't look like there's going to be any controversy. Trump's vote will be certified, and no one's talking about it. No pink-hatted people marching in the frozen streets. This is one way you get rid of the rabble. You just make everything so cold that they can't show up, I suppose. But, yeah, I think that there's... I can't exactly say it's a capitulation from the left, but realizing, yeah, he's in, and now we're going to have to gather our forces and get ready to burn the country down another year, I suppose. I'm hoping not, by the way. I'm kind of, you know, kidding about this, but we can talk about anything that happens to be on your mind. 770-563-3770-KMED. Speaking of people who have been helping burn the country down, a number of them ended up getting... Presidential Medal of Freedoms over the weekend. Hillary Clinton, George Soros, Bill Nye, the science guy, Bill Nye, the non-science guy, really. Bill Nye and Jose Andres. And, of course, this is the guy, of course, many people are criticizing that choice because he ended up posing with the attempted Trump assassination. On the other hand, to be fair, Jose didn't realize that the guy was going to be a... you know, future Trump assassination, but, you know, just guilt by association is the way this goes. But George Soros, I guess this is thanks for the money. Isn't that what that's all about? You think that? I just figure that's all this is. Thanks for the money. Hillary Clinton, thanks for carrying the water. Bill Nye, thanks for trying to carry water for the climate scam, even though some of this will get ripped out by the roots as it goes. So there we go. On the other hand, you know, Denzel Washington, Magic Johnson. Yeah, I have no problem with either of them being given that medal. Do you? We can talk about it if you wish. 770-5633. Got a news release overnight here from Dwayne Yunker's office, State Representative Dwayne Yunker, Josephine County. With Oregon's 2025 legislative session set to begin in 1 week. Is it really 1 week, Dwayne? Oh, my gosh. Oh, boy, this is going to be a brutal one, too, because the numbers look even worse for the Republicans this time around. You know, we'll have Trump as of the 20th, but then we have Salem still in power. Okay. But anyway, Representative Dwayne Yunker announces his committee assignments while criticizing Oregon House Speaker Julie Fahey for removing him from the House Behavioral Health and Healthcare Committee in what he called a transparent political ploy. Well, Dwayne, you know what that is. We'll talk. In fact, I'm going to talk with him a little bit later this week, you know, about this. But this is all about, see, Dwayne is someone who is not bending the knee to the insane LGBTQ crowd. The ones that think that it is, it's gender affirming to take your 5-year-old and cut his or her genitals off. Dwayne has a different way of looking at things. And there are many in the state of Oregon who don't like that. Dwayne is just a little too blunt. Maybe if he was just nicer at calling these people crazy. Keep being what you're doing, Dwayne. Oh, by the way, what committees will he be on? House Committee on Economic Development, Small Business and Trade, House Committee on Higher Ed and Workforce Development, and Joint Ways and Means Subcommittee on Education. Oh, okay. That's all right. Dwayne, you'll be able to talk about how what's wrong with you people here? Tap dancing around the ship of education state sinking, saying, we're number 47. We're number 47. Hooray. All right. We got that one here, too. There's another story that caught my eye over the weekend. This was on Newswatch 12. Concerns grow over crosswalk safety in Central Point. Residents in Central Point raising alarms about pedestrian safety following a series of accidents at local crosswalks over the years. One involved a man hit at the intersection of Pine Street and Haskell in 2019. Adrian Miller, who was the person they profiled, has been advocating for better infrastructure. The driver didn't see me, was left with serious injuries. It wasn't until that I realized how many others have been hit there, too. Now, that is the one right across the railroad track, and that's on the road that goes over to Twin Creeks, right? Isn't that the road we're talking about, Haskell? All right. I can't recall. Can anybody tell me in Central Point, does that intersection have bump outs? And I'm wondering if, and I don't have where all the other ones that people are concerned about are talking about, but Central Point has gone down this this merry path of having a lot of those bump outs put in place, in which they take the sidewalks, boom, right up to the to where the cars are, and then if people step out, maybe someone who can't see through the car doesn't necessarily see you. And I'm wondering if there are some pedestrians that are getting smacked this way under this guise of traffic calming from our globalist traffic planners and city planners that we have here in Southern Oregon. I'm just floating a theory. Could there be a little bit of that going on? Could there be, certainly there could be distracted drivers, which they talk about. We see that too. I would then also ask, how many times do we see distracted pedestrians who think that somehow stepping into the crosswalk means that there is a magic shield brought up? Maybe some shared responsibility. But that's not the way it goes, right? There's supposed to be a magic shield that that just pops up. Someone steps onto the... And that way, we need more of the pedestrian stings, right? Maybe that's what we need. More grant stream funding for that. I'm feeling a little sarcastic this Monday. Anyway, it's 747. Anything that's on your mind, this is the Bill Myers Show. Let me go to line four. Hi, good morning. Who's this? Welcome.
Hi, this is Ray. I wanted to talk, mention that Canada is a dominion and is a part of the Commonwealth of Nations.
Mm-hmm. And what is the... I mean, we call it a country, I suppose, but I guess it could be a Commonwealth. Of course, Pennsylvania is a state, but yet it's technically called the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Is there a difference without a distinction here, or what do you say?
Well, Canada refers to as the Dominion of Canada because it was part of the British Commonwealth.
Right.
So... yeah, if there was such a talk of Canada joining the United States, you got to ask yourself, how would they view that in Britain, Australia, New Zealand, Singapore, India, all those countries?
Well, I suppose how they would view it would be kind of like, tough luck, I guess. We don't want to be part of your Commonwealth. We want to be part of your We want to be an uncommonwealth now. we don't want to be part of your stuff. It could be construed as a bit of rebellion, right?
Yeah.
But yet it's not really a province of, I guess, what is that relationship then? I mean, the queen will sometimes come and visit, but even then the queen's kind of ceremonial.
But they also have a privy council that, from what I know, I mean, they represent the king.
Yeah. Well, whatever you have representing the queen, the king, the Privy Council can then go and represent King Trump. That's how I figured that would go. Remember, this is just people talking right now, though. Okay, I wouldn't get too excited about it. 770-563-3770-KMED. Actually, somebody wrote me about that. Here's the emails, and we'll make some of these emails of the day. Those are sponsored by Dr. Steve Nelson and Central Point Family Dentistry, centralpointfamilydentistry.com. and by the way, if you need some specialized dental equipment, whether it be brushes or water picks, things like that, specialized mouthwashes, talk to Central Point Family Dentistry. They have a nice little kiosk there, and they sell those to you at their cost. They want your dental care to make you healthy. All right, centralpointfamilydentistry.com. Gar ends up writing down, Bill, yeah, the day Canada is joined with us will be the day of the last Republican president elected. Apparently, people don't understand the volume of ultra-liberal socialists there. Very few conservatives. You could be right about that, Gar. Doobie says, Canada and Idaho. Bill, it is strange that there is a discussion about a U.S.-Canada merger, but Idaho can't move its border a few miles to the west. Perplexing to say the least. Oh, no, there's nothing stopping from Idaho moving its border a few miles to the west. The thing is, though, is that you have to get everybody to agree on it. It's a negotiation process. I mean, doesn't just happen overnight, you know, those kind of things. And it also is yet a tall bar. Because what state wants to be giving up territory, even if that territory is filled with conservatives? Because if you're let's look at the way it is here in the state of Oregon. The last thing that someone in Salem would want, who is a communist in Salem, let's say Julie Fahey as an example, it could be one of those things where what fun is it being a liberal, let's say, if you don't have conservatives crying and asking to be free? We hate you. Oh, gosh, you guys make me feel so good when I hear that you hate the way that we're being ruled. Here's another tranny rule for you. Boom. All right. We're going to have to teach your kid more about transsexual surgeries, okay? And no, you're not allowed to know it. Could be a little bit of that going on. I don't know. Let me go to line two. Hi, good morning. This is Bill. Who's this? Welcome.
Good morning, Bill. Hey, great conversations about all.
Thank you, Tom. Really, good to have you on.
Yeah. About the flu business and so forth, I read an article that claimed that that 90% of the excess deaths that are going on, or 95% of all deaths, are happening in the vaccinated, the COVID vaccinated.
And, I would have to see some pretty harsh numbering or good strong numbering on that to believe it, but it could be.
Yeah, well, I agree with you. We really don't know.
There's also not a lot of curiosity about that either, because it might say the wrong thing going into yet another plandemic, the way it might be. Hard to say.
Well, yeah, you certainly don't want to jeopardize the the monetary benefit of the poor, needy pharmaceutical industrial complex.
But you also have to say, isn't it interesting that one seems to be teed up just in time for Trump 2.0? It's like, oh, come on. Really?
Yeah, it certainly is. And the trouble, you know, about this whole thing with the vaccinations and COVID and the new flu cases going on is we can't trust anybody out there with the numbers. And we don't know the numbers. None of us really know the numbers. And I know, you know, you have the different people like Dowd and so forth coming up with numbers, but it's very, very difficult to have the right numbers to make the right decisions.
And that will be what we will be seeking in a second Trump term here. I appreciate the call there. Thanks so much. 7:53. I believe we have Dr. Kanani standing by. I was going to talk with him a little bit earlier, and we got a little misscheduled. I'm going to see if he's there, and we'll get on him with the H-1B issue coming up.
This is Brent with Home and Built Deck and Fence. Many customers in the Rogue Valley ask why winter is a great time for deck, fence, and siding projects. The answer? Faster scheduling, quicker completion, and better prices than next spring. Don't wait. Schedule your free consultation now. Home and Built provides top-notch design, quality craftsmanship, and exceptional service. You work hard year-round, and so do we. Visit homeandbuilt.com to see our work. That's HOMANBUILT.com. Home and Built. We build the best and fix the rest.
As we welcome 2025, Dusty's Transmissions encourages everyone to prioritize safety on the road. Let's make this year one of safe and happy travels. Dusty's Transmissions wishes you and your loved ones a new year filled with happiness, safety, and success. Since 1979, your trust has been the foundation of their success, and they couldn't have done it without you. Here's to many more miles together in 2025. Safe driving and Happy New Year from Dusty's Transmissions.
Have a happy and safe new year.
The song Our House by Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young only reached number 30 on the Billboard Hot 100 in 1970, but it stands the test of time. If you have a very, very, very fine house, Millett Construction wants to help you keep it that way. So if the vase that you bought today looks a bit tilted on the table, it might be a sloping floor due to a shifting foundation. Call Millett Construction for an inspection and estimate to permanently correct the issue so your house stands the test of time, too. MillettConstruction.com.
Are you using extension cords outside? You likely need Completed Electric Plus to install an all-weather plug where it's most convenient. Need a plug for your power equipment? Completed. Pond pump? Completed. A string of lights on your pavilion? Completed. How about a TV on the patio? Completed Electric Plus installs electric plugs quickly, expertly, and affordably with certified electricians specializing in residential electrical jobs. Call Completed Electric Plus and check those jobs off your list. Visit CompletedElectricPlus.com.
You're hearing the Bill Meyer Show on 106.3 KMED.
7:55, Dr. David Kanani joins me, and I'm so proud to bring him back on. He is the director of USORT Operations. He's president of Bramson ORT Institute of Technology and president of the Los Angeles ORT College, and he has over 40 years of experience in engineering, education, and leadership. Boy, passionate advocate for STEM education, that is for sure. And Dr. Kanani, it is great to have you on. Good morning, sir.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
All right. Doctor, I wanted to talk with you about the challenge here and the, I guess the controversy would be a better way of putting it, on H-1B visas. There's been a lot of conversation about this. Elon Musk, who, of course, is a big advisor, a big Doge advisor for President Trump, incoming President Trump, has been talking about defending H-1B to the death. You have a different way of looking at this, too. And so set the table with your concerns about the H-1B. I know one thing that bothered me is how many Americans seem to have been, especially in the high-tech world, having to stay on at their high-tech world long enough to train their foreign worker replacement brought in through an H-1B. How do you see it?
I really see it. It is a very bad situation for our country.
How so?
Because in February of 2000, the reason that I went after developing the program, the STEM program that we have developed, is because I've been here since 19. I'm from Iran.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, my background. The high school, the 6 years of high school, I went to technical high school. And this organization, ORT, is a worldwide organization. And they had given me a scholarship after my high school to go to Geneva, Switzerland, where I went and then did an engineering degree in electrical engineering and nuclear physics. After that, they sent me to France. I went there for 1 year. And I did a master's degree in telecommunication. So then I went back to Iran at that time under the Shah's regime, and I taught in 2 Iranian universities for 4 years. Then I see this background in order to tell you why I have undertaken this action. Then under the Shah's regime in 1975, they gave me a scholarship, okay, with salary of to come to United States, where I went to Princeton, and I spent six years over there, and I get another master's degree and a PhD degree. And this time, I did my PhD degree in photovoltaic, okay, energy. So meaning that generating electricity from the sun, because while I was here in 1979, the revolution happened in Iran.
Yes.
And that was the first time that people in United States were standing in line with gasoline because the production of oil had stopped in Iran, et cetera, et cetera. And then the price of oil at that point went over $1 a gallon. So I really realized that at that point that we have to go after solar energy. So I went and I asked my thesis advisor at Princeton to do my thesis in photovoltaic, and he agreed. I finished that in 1981. I was hired by Arco Solar, and then I went, and they had formed a group of 12 people, scientists, to come and do a study on photovoltaic energy.
So you were big on the early adoption of solar energy here.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And I think we're part of really bringing it. Then many of the oil companies who had started the solar did not work for them because the free market came back and they were much stronger. And then right now the photovoltaic is getting a hold, more or less. At the time that we generated, we produced the first solar cell in lab. The cost of generating electricity from the sun was about 13 times more expensive than from fossil fuel.
Yeah, and those costs have come down dramatically here.
Yeah,
and I'm glad to know that, like I said, you have degrees as long as your arms. That would be how the term is. You have many degrees. You have a great love and passion in the engineering world. And you have been part of the efforts to then influence STEM education in the United States from all accounts here with your connections with ORT and beyond. And I appreciate this. You say, though, that the H-1B, I wanted to focus on the H-1B, your take on the H-1B situation, which you believe is a threat to national security. And how so? In what way? And what should incoming President Trump be considering as we move forward here?
Yes, because as I was mentioning in the beginning, the first organization in the U.S., that really brought that alarm for us about our lack of STEM education in the United States was Pentagon.
Pentagon.
Yes. In February of 2021, they published a report, 182-page report to Congress, and in a sense, that report was called Industrial Capability of United States. And they said that, we are lacking STEM education. We are lacking STEM graduates in our country. They said at that point that the Chinese are graduating 800% more graduating their college, than United States STEM is student in the United States.
Yeah, so China is graduating many more engineers than we are, correct?
Many more in their own country, and also they're sending their students to come to United States to go to our colleges and get the information from our college and our institution that we have, and they stay here for a few years. And they go and work in the industry and get all the secrets and the information that we have, and they go back to their own country. So the fact of the matter is, two reports thereafter was published by the Institute of Immigration Study, and they showed, they proved that how many students have come here and what they have done, and they have gone back. And they said that this is really a menace, to our security, national security. Pentagon predicted in 2021 that in 10 years, meaning 2031, we will have 10 million jobs in STEM that the industry needs, and we do not have people. And we do not have enough graduates to really to replace them. So we have a lot of indication from the different institution that we have in this country that shows that we need to really have more graduates of STEM skilled engineers from our colleges, and that in order to do that, it starts from high school. It starts from primary school. It starts from kindergarten, et cetera, et cetera.
Now, I heard talk like this, Dr. Kanani, 15 years ago, and
yes.
It didn't seem like it was like they paid attention, or did they pay attention and graduated more STEM graduates, and then H-1B crowded them out of the job market? How do you see that?
The whole thing is, they have not paid attention. We talked about it. the paper were published, and second of all, there was not, let's say, robust and rigorous and meaningful STEM curriculum for our students in high school in order to get interested, in order to have enough background information for them to go to college. So that's why. Okay.
Now let me ask you here, Dr. David Kanani, director of USORT operations, president of Bramson ORT Institute of Technology. All right.
Yes.
Now, you're focusing a bit on H-1B, and that's been a big talk in the battle. And I know that Elon Musk, of course, is on record of wanting more of these graduates. You seem to have a different feeling about this. What about, I mean, everyone's talking H-1B, but what about the F-1, the F-1 visas? These are the ones in which foreign students come here, and is that a problem?
Yes, of course, that's a problem in a sense that instead of bringing foreign students in this country, because they come here, some of them, they come, and depending how they come and who sent them here, they come here and they go to our colleges, they graduate in the STEM field, and they can fill up some of the positions that we have.
Oh.
But the problem is with the bad element. The problem is China. Okay, I told you, the Institute of Immigration Studies have published papers in 2022 and 2023. And they say that these people are coming here for espionage. Okay, instead of calling it, okay, they say now our...
Yeah, they're calling it for work or calling it for education, but it's really for espionage then. So as a...
For espionage, exactly. Yeah. We need to really overcome that. We need to prevent that. We need to really bring our own students to be interested and understand and give them quality STEM education in order for them to become interested and in order to come to the college and go after getting an MBA, which is necessary to have, et cetera, and this and that. They should go into engineering field, STEM field, and be able to fulfill our internal need for the 10 million people that we need in 2023. And right now also we need it with our own people so that we know that they are not coming here to get education, to get educated, and also get the information and convey that the information to their own country, et cetera, et cetera. This is a very serious situation. And really, I'm hoping that the new elect president, we wrote an open letter last month to President-elect Trump. And we brought all of these points to his attention. And we requested, please, okay, try to do something in order to prevent that. We have the program. We need to help our high schools to choose the quality program so that most of the school, there are many schools, they say, oh, they are teaching STEM. When you look at the curriculum that they are using, it's not substantial. It's not rigorous. It is not rigorous.
Yeah.
Okay, there is new generation, NGSS, new generation science standard. About 10 years ago, they came and set up a standard. They set up 26 standards for a curriculum to be called Real STEM Program. It needs to be interdisciplinary between all the four elements of NG, STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math. It needs to have this in this, it needs to have that in this, et cetera, et cetera. We have complied with all of those 26, and our STEM program and our STEM curriculum. Our STEM curriculum comprises of, we have a curriculum okay, that we have created for the 9th, 10th, and 11th graders in high school. We have an instruction manual for that curriculum for whatever teacher who wants to teach that curriculum to be able to use that and help them to teach the course.
Yeah, Doctor, I'm out of time right now. I want to find out, how can I get more information and get this curriculum that you have been talking about? By the way, I'm talking with Dr. David Kanani, PhD here, and about America's future and the problem with F-1 student visas and also the security problem with the H-1B visa program, too. Do you have a site that I can go to that I can direct listeners to?
Anybody who is looking for information, you are welcome to go to Los Angeles or laort.edu.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Or they can go to our Bramson School, in New York, which is Bramson, bramsonort.edu. And we'll explain, what we have. And we are offering right now the STEM teacher training online as far as in person, and we are looking for high school and very seriously in order to introduce them to our program, in order to offer our program for their students. I hope that many people like you are interested in this field and propagate it to the public so that the next generation and the next generation and the public and the whole country and our students really benefit with quality education, because that's very important for the future of country.
Doctor, I really appreciate your take on this, and especially the concern that we seem to be doing a pretty good job of giving up not only jobs but also educational slots to educate the world, and leaving our own children, our own next generations behind here. Thank you so much for having joined us. All right, be well.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. It's 12 after 8. This is KMED and KMED HD1, Eagle Point, Medford, KBXG, Grants Pass.